Hello, Seven Lakes. Welcome to the first episode of the Seven Lakes podcast, where you can learn what's going on at Seven Lakes High School. My name is Joel Okachuku, and I'm an AV production student here at Seven Lakes. We are happy to have for our first guest our building principal, Miss Carrie Finneson. How are you today, Miss Finneson?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing good over here. So let's start talking about the last couple of years. Looking back, can you tell us your thoughts on the whole COVID experience as it pertains to Seven Lakes?
Oh, I have lots of thoughts. well, first of all, I want to back up a little bit. The year that we shut down, the Sapphires were traveling to Orlando, and I was with them, and we're in Orlando, and you can kind of, you're hearing stuff on the news, right? This COVID thing, and we're thinking, all right, it's not a big deal. Well, I leave from there, and I travel with my family, and the orchestra is also in Orlando at the time. The band is in New York. And the next thing I know, we're talking about bringing everybody back. And I'm thinking, what is going on? So we're getting ready to come back from spring break. And they say, oh, we're not going to go back to school. And I'm like, we'll be back in a week. Oh my gosh, y'all. I never in a million years. I think, you know, from there, it just, as you all know, for those of you that have been with us, it was a mess. Yeah, it was a mess. Our teachers put up online learning pretty fast. Some of the students really gave my teachers a hard time. They're like, they can't even get the smart board on. How are we going to do online learning? And like, look at us later, right? Everybody uses Canvas now. Everybody, you know, before I think y'all were struggling with, some teachers did a really great job with you know, technology and online learning. So the good thing that came from COVID is we've all become very, very astute at Zoom and doing Canvas and online tutoring. I don't know how many of you do online tutoring when we did it last year. But, you know, I think that the hardest part for me was making our kids maybe comply with the mask mandate, you know, and everybody has their feelings, like, should you wear a mask, shouldn't you wear a mask? And, you know, when the district put in place that we had to, it just was what it was. I think being, if you all remember, that was when our volleyball was very, very good, you know, and we made state that year. We got shut down. A lot of our programs got shut down 2 and 3 times. It was very, very stressful. And then last year, as you all remember, we came back from the winter break and we kind of had another outbreak. And, you know, the staff went back to wearing masks. And then this year it was just kind of like, okay, we're back to normal. So everybody's asked me how this year's been going. And I feel like y'all haven't even left. I felt like it was Christmas break and y'all come back because it's just been seamless. But COVID was definitely managing COVID and making sure you all stay safe and making sure all of our programs stay up and running was probably one of the hardest things that I've done. I've been in education 27 years and I hope I never, ever, ever, ever have to do that again. But I remember the day that they shut us down. I'm like, oh, we'll be back next week. You know, and what were we, 9 months later before they brought us back? So I was a little wrong on that one, just a smidge wrong, just a little bit. But yeah, it's, I think we're doing great. I think right now everybody at least has some level of immunity or else, you know, people have been vaccinated, but I've had it twice. So, I mean, you know, I don't even know how many times you can get it. I mean, maybe I can get it like 5 times.
Is there a limit?
I don't know. But my family never gets it. I just get it. So.
Well, I completely agree. It definitely was a rough transition. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're definitely getting back on track. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's nice to be back.
Well, what I think I have a question for you. Sure. I mean, what, as a student, what was it like for y'all coming back and, like, having to be here and wearing masks and having, you know, we can't touch this, we can't touch that, and then we kind of evolve. So how was it?
It was an experience. It was nice not being cooped up inside or mm-hmm. being forced to switch from going or staying at home to coming back to school to going back home like halfway through the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
As we start the new school year, what can you tell us about the new changes here on campus?
Well, as you all know, you know, it's, I think it's ironic that we're doing this podcast today because this is the first day that Uvalde is going back to school from their tragedy. And some of the things that we put in place on this campus were just to kind of tighten up, some, some safety measures. You know, our school is built for 3,000 students and we are over 3,600. You know, we have all those portable buildings. So I think anytime you have classrooms outside and you have students coming and going, late arrival, early dismissal, Miller, you in some sense, you know, leave your school open, I guess. And so what we really tried to do this year was tighten up some of the things that we saw as an administrative team that caused us problems as far as safety, security, maybe students not doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing, and really just trying to funnel in how you manage a school that's overcrowded by about 600 or 700 students. And so, you know, I think the great thing about Seven Lakes Kids is if, you know, I always tell y'all the why. I tell you all the time, you know, this is why I want you to wear IDs. This is why we're going to do color zone bathrooms. I want people to know that it's not just Mrs. Finneson making up these crazy rules, but I want everybody to know that 80% of our discipline was in the bathroom. And people were doing things in the bathroom they shouldn't be doing, right? And then we had tardies because people are traveling from the 1200s out to, you know, the 1600s to go to the restroom. You know, people texting and meeting up in the bathroom. And we all know why we're texting and meeting up in the bathroom. It's not because we all just want to hang out with each other, right? But I think that, you know, that piece of it, my seniors in particular, when we said we were going to zone bathrooms, they're like, this is awesome. We will not get blamed for anything the underclassmen do ever again. So I really think, you know, our kids are just, anytime I ask y'all to do something, everybody just does it. Like, you know, I think once upon a time when we did IDs, it was, you know, I think you all were just kind of like, I don't want to wear my ID. But unfortunately, you know, things happen in our country that maybe have this crashing moment for all of us of like, okay, that's why my crazy principal wants us to wear those IDs all the time. She just wants to make sure that everybody is in this building and needs to be here. So I think now kids will walk in. I always stand in the rotunda. Y'all know that in the morning. Kids will walk in. They look at me. They're like, I need to go get an ID. So I think, you know, for all of the measures that we put in place, the zone bathrooms and really tightening up on those IDs and asking you all not to let people in the building. We had a couple times throughout the years where people are like, oh, we'll just let you in. And it was like a senior from last year or it was a kid from another campus. And we just can never do that. But I think, you know, you all have been just super cooperative and helpful. And I think everybody knows the purpose of why we're doing things. And it really is just to keep y'all safe. I mean, that's, you know, I think that is my number one thing. Yes, I want to educate you, but primarily my job is to keep you safe. I tell everybody I'm your school mom, right? You know, when you're home with your parents, they are responsible for you. And when you're here, I'm responsible for you. And I will tell you, if anything happened to any one of you, it would be something that I don't know if I could come back from. So I have to put everything in place to make sure that y'all are safe all the time. But I feel like everybody is just kind of, it's fine. We'll do whatever. Because I think we're all just happy that we're not in COVID right now. We could go back and forth and go, you know, face to face or go virtual. So I think we all just kind of realize it could be worse. So,
yeah. All right. And lastly, what advice do you have for Seven Lakes students this school year?
How many of you are seniors in here? Any of you seniors? Nobody's seniors?
I don't think we have any.
No seniors. So during y'all's class meetings, you know, I talk to my seniors a little differently because they're the ones leading the charge in this school. And I told them that I hope that this year that they just participate in everything. I think what has happened in the past 5 years that I have noticed on this campus is we are very academically driven. We definitely have our academics in line. But my worry has always been that you all aren't having a good time. Like, I want people to have a good time. I want y'all to work hard and I want you to play hard. And so I feel like, what kids have really done this year that I love so much is if you go to a volleyball game, we're packing the stands, even on the road. I went to Tompkins last week and our stands were packed. Saturday night at a football game, on a Saturday football game, that's probably one of the best crowds we had, and it was pouring down rain and we were all soaking wet. But everybody's participating because I told my seniors, you never want to leave this year and wish I would have gone to homecoming. I wish I would have done Macho Man. I wish I would have done Senior Sunset and Senior Sunrise. So I just think that I want all of our kids to, for as much work as you all put in the classroom, I want you as to also get out there and watch your friends and support your friends and go to things and have a good time, because we truly, in my opinion, we have the best high school in the district, of course, because the data shows that we do. And we have one of the best high schools in the state and the country. And I just think that sometimes kids don't realize how lucky they are to be at a school like this, where we're good at everything, right? But I want kids to go out and have a good time in the right way, of course, you know. But I want you all to support one another, and I want y'all to have a good time. Like, when we have dress up days, I want people to have dress up days. A group of seniors came last week, and they were wearing pajamas to the volleyball game. And they said, you know, hey, will you wear pajamas with us? Well, I mean, I didn't get a personal invitation, or I would have. But I told them, like, if y'all would have asked me, I'd have called a school-wide pajama day. Like, that is, for me, that's nothing. You know, if we have a theme, or you all want to wear hats, or you want to wear pajamas to have a theme, then, you know, I want kids to be able to come to me and say, hey, Mrs. Finneson, can we do this or can we do that? Because I'll tell y'all, yes, we can or no, we can't. But I think, you know, talking about advice, my advice is just to participate in every single thing that you can. Have a good time. If we have something, our homecoming dance last year, for, I don't know if any of you went last year. How many of you, did y'all go to homecoming last year? It was packed. It was insane. I think we had like 1,400 people in the Merrill Center. And it was so much fun. And I just want you all to just participate in things and be involved and just love our school. I mean, like, y'all know, I love me some Seven Lakes, clearly. But I think that, you know, this year I have noticed students just really getting out and supporting one another and having a good time. And so I just hope that sustains throughout the year. So,
As far as, like, I know, and I think a lot of other people might share this, like, dress-up days and all that, we always assume that it's just, like, teachers, administration, like, student council that make those decisions.
No. When it's dress-up days, so the cheerleaders do our football days, right? Mm-hmm. But the volleyball games, there is, like, this group of seniors that just, they get out on social media, I guess, and say, hey, tomorrow's going to be pajama day at the game, or whiteout at the game. Or so they do that kind of stuff. Last year for soccer, our soccer fans are a lot of fun. And they have dress up day. They had frat night one night. But no, I mean, the kids, when it's dress up day, people just typically ask me, hey, do you have a problem with any of these dress up days? And generally I don't. You know, I want y'all to do that because I think that that's fun. I have a group of kids that meet with me once a month, and it's representation of every single grade level, freshmen through seniors, in every organization. It's called my Principals Leadership Council, and they speak for pretty much all groups. So I have representation from theater, band, orchestra, choir, athletics, you name it. I have representation from everybody, and they are the ones that will pitch out, you know, hey, can we do this? Or hey, can we do that? But no, when those dress up days are, those are not my idea. All the dress up days, I just participate. You know, if the kids want to have a dress up day, I just like the red, white, and blue day, the cheerleaders came up with that. And then like they'll do dress up days for games, and then homecoming will be the same thing. They'll do dress up days. But, you know, I encourage you all, there's a group that meets with me. Student council, of course, you all have representation in student council. If you guys want things and you want a dress up day or you want to do something fun, just ask them and they'll run it by me. And generally speaking, I say yes, as long as it's safe and we can all have a good time. I normally don't have a problem with it. So
it's good to know. Yeah. Thank you for talking about that. And thank you for coming and visiting us, Ms. Finneson.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.